What's up, man? All right, guys. Today's video is titled, I thought this Muslim was a scumbag, but I realized he was way ahead of his time. So I'm out here, guys, in Cartagena for a couple of days. Just had to get away from America. I'm only here for like 4 or 5 days. And as you guys know, I'm running for congressman. So I had to get work on the website done. And for some reason, guys, in America, I just can't sit and work on the computer anymore. I think it has to do with the fact that my entire life in America, I'm working to get out of America, you know? So I feel far more comfortable working on a computer 5, 6, 7, 8 hours a day here in Cartagena or pretty much anywhere else in the world other than America, because again, guys, you know, until we're able to get rid of the Jews and take away women's rights, all we can do is get our money right, get the fuck out of the West, and fuck hot bitches, or in the case of Coach Bitch Bill, traps and Thai ladyboys. So back to the point of the video. Before I get to the point of the video, guys, Cartagena, because it's by the equator and it's right by the sea, it's pretty much hot and humid throughout the year. If you think Florida is bad, Cartagena is far worse. Like when I left Florida, guys, it was like 60 degrees. Here, during the day, 80 some degrees. At night, like right now, high 70s, low 80s. It's humid, as you guys can tell. Fortunately, there's a little breeze going on. So honestly, guys, if any of you guys want to visit Cartagena, the best time to visit Cartagena would be December, January, and February. During the day, it's going to be hot as hell. So you can either go to the beach or you can go to, like, I don't know, one of the many malls they have here. By the way, Caribbean Plaza doesn't have AC, so probably better off staying in your hotel or a fancy place that does have AC during the day, and then at night you can go out and about like I do. Anyways, guys, let's get into the point of this video. So as you guys know, I got married to an Egyptian Sharmuta about 8 years ago, and she was a prostitute undercover. And obviously I divorced her, even though she did the whole Bismillah, Allahu Akbar, MashaAllah. Because again, you know, hijabis hate Allah, they hate Muhammad. And at the end of the day, guys, you gotta understand this really good, dudes. Like, if the bitch is a 4 or a 5, she's gonna be playing with her pussy. And the hotter they are, and if the bitch is hot, especially if she's like hot compared to other women around her, she's gonna be selling pussy. It is what it is. Is, guys, nothing you can do about it, nothing I can do about it. Okay, so when I moved out to Egypt about 8 years ago, guys, I went to Starbucks to work on Open Taxi. This was way before MGTOW TV. And by the way, guys, when we charge your credit card or PayPal, we charge under Open Taxi, not MGTOW. We get, I don't want to say a lot, but some chargebacks can get really big, you know. Not to mention every chargeback, they charge us $15 for on Stripe. So we had a chargeback for $5. I'm out $20. And even if I get the $5 back, well, guess what? Stripe is keeping the $15 dispute fee, you know. So again, guys, when we charge on Stripe or PayPal, we charge under Open Taxi, not MGTOW TV, for obvious reasons. Anyways, so here I am at Starbucks in Alexandria, Egypt, by the ocean, kind of like where I am today, you know. There's a Starbucks around here somewhere, by the way, but when I go overseas, guys, I don't go to Starbucks. It's like, Starbucks is shit in America. Like, for real, dudes, like, when I drink black Starbucks coffee, like, without anything in it, I feel like I want to throw up, you know. That's how bad it is. So whenever I go overseas, I don't go to Starbucks, you know. Kind of like, you know, imagine going overseas and you go to fucking McDonald's. It's like, homie, you don't go to McDonald's in America. What the fuck are you doing going to McDonald's overseas, you know? Anyways, let's get back to the point of the video. So here I am, 8 years ago, 2017. I'm working on the computer at Starbucks by the sea in Alexandria. And there's this guy. I don't know if he's Egyptian or what, but good looking dude. I'd probably say at the time, late 30s, probably early mid 40s. Again, this was 8 years ago. From my understanding, the dude either, he was a rich guy. From my understanding, he was a rich guy. I think he either had business in America or he had business in one of the more richer Arab countries. So, good looking dude. I mean, he's not a Shadam by any stretch of the imagination. The guy's probably like fucking 5'9", I guess. Yeah, he was good looking and everything, but he's no Shadam by any stretch of the imagination, you know. I mean, he wasn't ugly, you know. I would say he'd be a high tier normie, you know. Probably would have been a Shadam if he was like 3-4 inches taller. So, anyways, this dude, he'd go to the Starbucks, and you have to remember, you know, Starbucks in Egypt, and just like here in Cartagena, they usually have a patio. So they have the inside and they have a patio. You know what, even my Starbucks in America has a patio, so depends on the Starbucks configuration. So this Starbucks had a huge patio, and this guy, and you know, a lot of fucking sharmutas would go to the Starbucks, and this guy, he would go to the Starbucks, and every day he'd be getting sharmutas from there, paying them, you know, the equivalent of probably like $100-$200. And this was like 8 years ago. And here I am thinking to myself, what's this scumbag Muslim doing something so haram? He's like going up to this woman like, hey, I got like $100 in my pocket and my place is right here. Wanna come home with me? And the girls go home with him. And I'm like, dude, that's so fucking haram, man. That's so prohibited in the Islamic religion, you know? And to me, that guy was a scumbag. Like, at the time, if he said, hey, Omar, what's your definition of a scumbag? I'd point to that dude. Now, you know, several years later, that guy was ahead of his time, okay? Like, we now live in an age, guys, where women are fucking charmotas. Like, here in Cartagena, dude, like, women are selling pussy all day, every day, and actually twice on Sunday, you know, before church and after church. So, a lot of these women out there, I want you guys to understand this really good. Like, Aaron Clary, by the way, guys, I think the YouTube cloner is back working on MGTOW TV. This is why when I go overseas, I'm able to do more work overseas, simply because at this point, dudes, again, the only reason I'm in America is to run for Congress and, you know, make some money. But other than that, guys, my heart is no longer in America. I'm productive and I'm out of America, you know. So unless I make it into Congress and make the equivalent of what, $12,000 a month, I'll be working as a truck driver, you know, sending money back here to Colombia, get a couple of restaurants going, and then off to Ukraine. This way I don't have to live in America. So eventually, guys, my two options for America would either be make it into Congress and take over the damn country by 2028, or just work a truck until the wheels literally fall off America and then get the fuck on out of here. Anyway, so now, guys, I think we are, you know, going back to Aaron Clary, okay? Aaron Clary said, we are done with relationships, because relationships today, they really threaten a man's life. Like, look, like Sandman said, men are either in, I forgot the exact words Sandman used. Men are either in procreation mode or in survival mode. When things are good and plenty, we are in procreation mode. When things are bad and scarce, like they are now, we are in survival mode. So, do you guys know the economy is getting worse and worse and worse, and things are going to happen until the crash, you know? We're going to have a biblical collapse, okay, guys? You know, the questions we should be asking ourselves is, how bad, how long, and who's going to survive? Those are the three questions that you and I should be asking ourselves when it comes time for the collapse. And the collapse can happen by 2030 for all we know. I'm really hoping I get like 2 more years. That way I can save up like, I don't know, 40,000-50,000, send it to Colombia, maybe Ukraine, other countries, and build up a couple of restaurants and get shit like that going. But right now, guys, things are really bad. And like Erin Clary said, you know, men are in survival mode. Like, these women, they want you to buy them a $50,000 car. They want you to pay $3,000 a month on a luxury rental. It's like, we can't afford these things, you know. Men are going minimalistic, yet women, on the other hand, they're going the total opposite, where, hey, I need to be wined and dined. In fact, there's an app out there where women are like, hey, pay me money so I can get ready for the date. It's like, the economy is going down, yet your fucking requirements are going up. Make it make sense. And you guys gotta understand, I've said this before and I'm gonna say it again, and a lot of you guys out there think I'm fucking joking when I say this. Women are Satan's little helper. Women are property of Satan. The Prophet Muhammad said, if it wasn't for Eve, women would not betray their men. Woman, Eve betrayed Adam for the serpent. You guys gotta understand, Islam also tells us when the Antichrist comes into this world, woman will chase to be part of his harem. And the only way to keep woman from being part of the Antichrist harem is to literally tie them to the floor. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I don't feel like tying down no damn bitch, okay? And when I say Antichrist, I honestly think Trump is the Antichrist. But you have to understand, Antichrist is not just a figurehead, you know. Antichrist is an entire system. It's known as Dabbat al-Ard. Dabbat al-Ard in Arabic means beast of the earth, you know. This is why Trump is literally going all over the world declaring war on every freaking continent, you know. So, at the end of the day, I want you guys to understand that these women out there, they're property of Satan, okay? And things with women are gonna get worse and worse and worse until God comes down and decides to bitch slap us back into the stone age. So, you guys out there watching this video, I've been saying this for years, but now it's more true than ever. Don't get into any long-term relationships. Don't get married on government paper. Don't have a relationship. You know, who was it? Was it the Rare Breed Theory? Somebody on MGTOW TV, they had like a clip from one of those Al Pacino movies where he said, don't get entangled with something unless you can walk away from it in under 30 seconds. This is what you guys have to do. This is why I tell you guys out there, if you want to get your rocks off when it comes to women, you are legit better off coming to Cartagena, paying, you know, $50, $100, get yourself a prostitute, kick her the fuck out, and go on with your life. Because you guys got to understand, these women out there, they are property of Satan, okay, guys? They will want to be wined and dined. They'll want all the glitz and glamour of this world. Even if the bitch is ugly, she'll still... Look, guys, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. There are only two types of women out there, okay? Only two types of women. There's the Sharmuta wal Ghayrana min al-Sharmuta, which is Arabic for there is the prostitute. I'm sorry, not the prostitute. Well, actually is a prostitute. There is the whore and the woman that's jealous of the whore. And actually, believe it or not, guys, the woman that's jealous of the whore because she's not hot enough actually will have more standards than the whore because she knows that she can't just go out and get whatever the whore can. So she's gonna demand to get as much out of you. This is why a lot of guys out there are shocked when they're dealing with women who are like 4s, 5s, and 6s and be like, hey, this bitch actually wants me to take her out to Vegas and rent a freaking Lamborghini Diablo. It's like, what the fuck is going on here, bitch? You ain't hot enough. That's the point, dudes. She's not hot enough. Therefore, to value herself, she wants to get as much material goods out of you so she can value herself, because again, she knows she's not hot enough. You know, a hot woman can, you know, sleep with an ancient nigger one day and then the next day be on a yacht in Dubai, you know, making fucking $50,000 a day by having some scumbag Arab take a shit on her. She can do that, no problem. But you know, a woman that's a 4, 5, or a 6, nah, she can't do that, dude. So therefore, she's gonna try to use you, Mr. Nice Good Guy, to get as much materialistic good from you so she can value herself and feel good about herself. Because you have to remember, the Prophet Muhammad said, a woman can mislead a good man. Like, the best thing you guys out there watching this motherfucking video can do is go MGTOW. Men go their own way, guys, okay? Don't try to have relationships. You can be friends with benefits, shit like that. Even I got that going on. But don't get involved with a woman, guys. Don't try to get her, don't marry her. Don't try to get in any situationship with her where you are legally entangled with her, guys. Again, you have to be able to exit a situation in under a half a minute and boom, you're gone, okay, guys? So the point I want you guys to see, the wind, even in Florida, dudes, like at night when there's a nice breeze, even in the middle of summer, it's pretty damn nice. But if it's if there's no breeze in these humid climates, even at fucking 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock, 12 o'clock at night, it's still fucking hot and humid if there's no breeze, you know. The trick to decent weather in places by the equator, like Florida, Cartagena, is having a decent breeze, okay, guys? But obviously, that's not the point of the video. So, yeah, dudes, like, for real, man, if I ever go back to Egypt and I see that guy at Starbucks still buying pussy, I'd buy him a cup of cappuccino, you know? Like, damn, dude, I thought you were a piece of shit, man. But, and honestly, guys, that, you know, not just driving cab, but that dude actually black belted me, because here I am in a Muslim country, and here's this scumbag Muslim literally buying pussy. Like, and the guy wasn't fucking, and he wasn't ashamed of it. He wasn't keeping it on the low down. He was making it known to the girls out there that, hey, I got $100 in my pocket. My place is right around the corner. I think he even had the security guard working for him as a pimp too, you know? Like, hey, man, go talk to that girl for me. If she's interested, I'll give you like fucking $5, some dumb shit like that. So I was shocked, guys. Like, you know, again, you know, you thought you seen everything driving cab. You're like, oh, well, you know, America is modern day Rome. These people don't have religion. They don't care. But when you see that shit happening in a so-called Muslim country like Egypt, you're like, what the hell? But hey, man, that guy knew what's up. And I have to, again, guys, I have to say, that guy really helped me go through the red pill process, simply because I was like, damn, dude, like, these girls. And the thing, and you know, some of these, you know, after a while, some of these girls were turning it into a freaking business. Like, these girls, you'd have like 3, 4, 5 girls. They would actually rent an apartment by Starbucks, which is not cheap because it's fucking Starbucks, right? So they would, you know, you'd have these 4 or 5 girls. They'd rent an apartment, and they would offer their pussy, and you know, they'd take some guy back home. 1 hour, boom shakalaka, they make a U-turn, and then they come back to Starbucks and they wait for another dude, you know. And I'm like, holy shit, this is happening in an Arab Muslim country. Even in America, it's not that freaking blatantly obvious. But this just goes to show you, dudes. Like, I've said this before and I'm going to say it again. Nobody hits Muhammad and Allah more than hijabis, you know. Like, a hijabi's entire existence is to say fuck you to Allah and Muhammad. It is what it is, guys. Like, honestly, even these fucking Sharmutas here in Cartagena actually have more reverence for God and his prophets than a fucking hijabi does. And this is why the world has to burn down, guys, okay? Like I said, you know, my website, AmarMetwali.com, is actually up and running. I'm pretty much done with everything. I just have to change some pictures and shit like that, you know, stock images, bullshit like that. But my website is up and running, guys, and I have to admit, I probably have the most comprehensive high IQ website of any freaking American congressional person, you know, or any person in government or Senate, you know, because this website, you know, AmarMetwali.com, you know, this is not like some, you know, copy and paste bullshit, you know. This is actually some high IQ shit that I did, you know. That's why it took me so long, and that's why I ended coming here for a couple of days, because I just had to work, you know, 6-7 hours on it a day to finally get it right. And, you know, we finally did that. So visit AmarMetwali.com, and yeah, guys, I'll be back in America tomorrow, Saturday, and I'll probably be coming back to Colombia, but I'm gonna go to the restaurant Medellin. You know, this is why I didn't go to Medellin directly, because if I went to Medellin, I'd be going to the restaurant every day, you know. But here in Cartagena, I ain't got a restaurant, so there's nothing for me to do other than focus on, you know, being on the computer. But in a couple of weeks, I'll make a U-turn, come back to Medellin, work on the restaurant a little bit, and then probably start driving truck and make that a few money, hopefully, you know. So yeah, guys, that's what's going on, dudes. I haven't been making a lot of videos because A, I've said it all, B, it's time for us as MGTOW to take things to the next level. And before I close it off, you know, you got these fucking CIA assets out there, Andrew Tate, Fresh and Fit, Nikki, you know, the gay Mexican midget, this Nico guy that I can't stand. These are all fucking CIA assets, dudes. These were people that the Jews replaced us MGTOWs with, because obviously they don't want people to know what we know. So they got these fucking grifters and scammers and spammers and pretty much CIA actors to mislead men, you know. Now they're saying, oh, the song Hail Hitler, we didn't play it, somebody played it at the nightclub, it's not our fault. Fuck you, motherfuckers. You're all a bunch of CIA assets causing fasad, which is Arabic for corruption. And I'll probably be making a video about these losers later on. Anyway, guys, that's my video for today. Like, share, comment, subscribe. I'm going to see you in the next one. Peace.